This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver, Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day, everybody. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we're going to podcast the show with our good friends at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing, racing to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments from around the world. What a huge show we've got today. Check this out. Tim Bryan standing by as he's traveling over now, over from Five Flag Speedway to start the doubleheader at Mobile International Speedway. Jeff Turquette is back in a big way, and he sweeps the Pro Late Model Twin 50s. We've got Jim Pokrant and Buttrick that were putting on a good clinic of racing last night. And all I can say is if you want rivalries, now you've got them in the bomber class. The 251, the 850, obviously we're talking about the area codes there. For people who aren't hip, well, the drivers, they're not backing down. And we'll talk about some of the racing there. And also, like I mentioned, at Mobile International Speedway, a huge night of racing tonight. J.J. Day is going to be in for the first time, a Pro Late Model, the Pressler Brothers. I've got some great stuff. J.J. is going to wrap up the show with me today as he's getting ready to pretty much start his living dream. He's always wanted to be there. And during practice, from what I heard on Thursday, he had the car set up pretty good. We're also going to talk with Flat Top from the Pressler Brothers. He's got a unique perspective talking about how they picked J.J. Day for that ride. Robbie Allison, yeah, you've heard that name. Well, he's been called a living legend. He is the son of Davey Allison. He's in the North Carolina area. He's starting his five-year trip now, from starting to race all the way up to the Cup side. We're going to talk about it. Last night at Anderson Motor Speedway in Williamston, South Carolina, he dominated. So we'll talk about that. And again, also Bill Ross standing by with Sunny South Raceway. Great racing last weekend. The return to the Highway 90 Challenge Series and some big races coming up July 2nd through the 3rd. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. A lot of local racing to cover. We bring in Tim Bryant. First of all, Tim, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
Wow, what a good night again last night. Exciting to have all the classes you had. We had the pro trucks out there, the bombers, the sportsmen, and I'm telling you, it seems, and we talk about this a lot, the fans are really enjoying the way the Pro Late Models, the 50-50, and it's really, really starting to produce some great racing.
Well, as you said, it's yielding some great racing, and even though we had a single driver sweep both ends of the doubleheader last night, it was anything but boring. There was some great racing all around the track and a nice field of cars, a good share of them planning on migrating over to MIS for tonight's races with the Twin 50s as well. So, all in all, fans that are coming out, we know it's hot. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's actually been very pleasant once that sun gets down or late in the evening. So a 7 o'clock start tonight should be for pleasantry. Mother Nature's actually been pretty nice to us, but the fans that are coming out are seeing some really good races.
Oh, yeah. Shh, don't say anything about Mother Nature. Let's not make her upset. But, you're right, Tim. And let's start off again with the 50s. You know, you got the Pro Late Models, Jeff Turquette. Again, he's had some time off, but it just as soon as he got back in the car, it seems like he's back in the press.
Well, the Jet Concrete car based out of Jacksonville. Of course, Derek Thorne's driven that recently, and he's busy on the West Coast this weekend running the Summer Showdown at Evergreen Speedway in Washington State. But Jeff Turquette got the nod to drive that car. He ran second in the Blizzard Series on Memorial Day weekend, and they came with the pro car last night, and, I mean, they came loaded for bear now. They're scheduled to be at New Smyrna Beach Speedway tonight, so you know what? A lot of guys in the Pro Late Model ranks are pretty excited about that.
No kidding.
So it ensures some new winners tonight, but going to be a good field of cars tonight. Cole Anderson, a Minnesota-based driver, ran fourth last night. One of the guys that we're going to need to watch over here is none other than Wayne Edeckin Jr., who runs so well in the pro cars over here and dominated the pro races at MIS last year. And I'm as excited, I think, for J.J. Day as he probably is for himself. I mean, watched him, come up through the ranks at MIS and Five Flags, and he's getting a nod tonight to drive a really good Pro Late Model car. The Pressler Brothers always field a competitive car, so we're going to need to keep our eye on him. And another one worth mentioning is graduating tonight, and that's Jason Johnson, our Super Stock regular, who will be driving the Tim Baker 30 in a pro late model race tonight. So that should be fun.
Well, I know JJ, after he got out of that car for the first time in Thursday, I think he tweeted or Facebook said something that it is wicked fast. And you know, as a driver, you love that, don't you, Tim?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? A lot of the young guys say that when they come to MIS, because it's smooth and it's so fast. And the young guys especially really, really, really like the track. But, you know, I've always said if a guy can drive a bomber around there, the way they slip and slide on passenger car tires, when he gets in a late model on 10-inch rubber, it's going to be a piece of cake.
Yeah, and that's it. So we wish him good luck, and he'll be on the show. And, again, we'll talk with Flat Top from Pressler Brothers here shortly. Let's move on to the Beef O'Brady's Pro Truck Class, a good field of trucks, again, from, gosh, four or five states. Again, they're coming from Texas. They're coming from the Carolinas to come race at your track. And, again, there's a reason why, and the fans that were there last night know. It's good bumper-to-bumper race. A couple scary moments. Okie Mason lost his motor, and he hit the wall, looked like driver's side, and it just took a little time for him to get out.
Yeah, well, glad Okie was okay. He had problems last night. Also for Taylor Jorgensen, had been so strong in the first three events with two wins and a second place with a DNF last night. But what a big win for Jarrett Parker. Mm. You know, it's the former 84 truck that everybody was so familiar with and antagonized with last year. But Jarrett's a go-kart graduate, and you know, he's come up and he's made some steady progress in the first few events this year, and probably was a matter of time until he broke into victory lane, and maybe it was a little sooner than some expected, but he certainly drove a great race and deserved to win.
Oh, yeah, and Weimer was second. I think Lame found third, and again, great racing all up front. Good job for Matt Jackson finishing up the track as well, and we're proud of him. By the way,
I got to make a call out. I had a chance to tell Matt Jackson last night, what a good-looking truck.
Oh, yeah.
The graphics on that thing are just awesome, so congrats to Matt for being in the pro truck race, and thanks to all the folks from Cyclops Vapor for helping support that team.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, too. The Dock of Pensacola Beach Sportsman. You know, last weekend we had Jim Pokrand on, and he is one of the most vocal, supportive racers out there for you, for the track, for the fans, and he loves the police, the EMS, the fire department, and, of course, the military. How fitting was it for him yesterday to run with that number six on his car, a different number, and take the win? And what a show it was between him and that old 33.
It was a heck of a battle, and as you said, there could not be a better ambassador for racing than Jim Pokrand. And we joked, you know, last year when he won the feature, he proposed to his girlfriend in victory lane, so we didn't know how he could top that last night. But certainly he had a very deserving victory after an epic battle with Steve Buttrick. And, you know, he was quick to thank all the military folks who were in attendance for Military Appreciation Night. So hats off to Jim Pokrand. Congratulations.
Okay, everybody wants to know. There's video out there. What an exciting night last night, that Butler, you pull it, Bombers. There's been a little feud brewing. You know, there's been some articles written, some of the drivers from the 850 saying that these guys at the 251 are doing things they shouldn't be, why they're not doing it, all sorts of stuff. It's good for racing, okay, first of all. That's it. But you know what? Smack talk sometimes gets taken care of, as, well, could have happened yesterday. I'll let you take it from there.
Well, I mean, you know what? I don't even know how to respond to that. I mean, we've got some great rivalries going on in the division, and we got some great racers from Mobile and some great racers from Pensacola. Frankly, the 251 guys have made the 850 guys step up their game a little bit, but they've responded. And so now we've got some super competitive racing, probably the best we've had in a long, long time. Although a familiar winner last night, it certainly didn't come easy. And, you know, a little smack talk between Robert Loper and Robert Balcom. And so, you know, we'll just see where it goes from here.
Yeah, yeah, it should get you fans out to the track. That's all I'm going to say. Well, let's talk about it tonight. Now, Tim, this is going to be another great night, and with the limited amount of racing we see at Mobile International Speedway this year, as it's still for sale, it's great that Miss Ida's got the doors open tonight, because, wow, what a big night of racing. We got the the pro trucks, is that right? They're added? Yes.
And then added the pro trucks, and the super stock division, as it stands right now, his next race will be on August the 20th, so they won't be on the program tonight. They will be back for the Lee Fields Memorial, Sportsman and Bomber Racing, and, of course, Twin 50s for the pro late models as well. And, gosh, I really like to make a call out to fans to come out and support the Speedway. What we need is some large crowds out there to make that new buyer take notice of what could be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And obviously not hard to find. It's going to be a great night of racing, and I know. What time do the gates open, and give us a little rundown tonight?
Well, the gates will open at 4 o'clock. Qualifying is at 5:45. We'll qualify all the divisions over here tonight. And they're in, of course, the racing starts at 7 p.m., the first late model feature. I believe is the first thing on the program for tonight. The pits actually open at 1 o'clock. Most of the late model teams will be going in early. But, hey, look, if you're a racer, unless you've got to get there and do some work on your race car, you know, you don't have to be there quite that early. And let's not make too long a day of it, because it is hot out there, but it's going to be really nice tonight.
Well, it's going to be a great night of racing. Again, Tim, for everything you do, you've got a lot of excitement going into tonight's race. Going to have a good field of cars, and the fans need to come out there and support the track for sure. So thank you again, and we appreciate it. And don't get any sunburn today, buddy. I know you're going to be out there a while.
Hey, it's all good. Going to be a good night of racing, and we appreciate all you do.
Absolutely. Tim Bryant with Five Flags Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Going to be a great night of racing. Go check it out. Still to come, Bill Roth from Sunny South Raceway. Yeah, he also announces tonight at MIS and last night at Five Flags Speedway. And we're going to talk about a great night of racing last weekend, the return to the Highway 90 Challenge Series and huge race July 2nd and 3rd with big money races and regional qualifiers for the Legends and Bandoleros at Sunny South Raceway. And then coming up, yep, the son of Davey Allison. He's making a name for himself in the late model world in the Carolinas. Robbie Allison's coming up. Can't wait to hear from him. And we'll talk to J.J. Day, making his first pro late model drive race tonight at MIS. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Ida Fields at Mobile International Speedway. They've got the gates open for a big race tonight. And Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. And again, Wayne O'Cressy for Sunny South Raceway. These are the folks that are putting these tracks open and getting you ready for a great night of racing this weekend. Well, Sunny South Raceway, they were back in action last weekend. Had the Highway 90 Challenge Series here with the Bombers and Sportsmen. And Bill Roth, just talking off the air, we saw some great racing last night at Five Flags. We'll see it again tonight at Mobile. You're going to be the voice of all that. But last weekend at Sunny South Raceway, huge night of racing, good points shakeup maybe. And also, I see they got a big race July 2nd through 3rd. Good morning, Bill.
They do. All of that is true, and last weekend was really a great night. Eli Loper, Bella Brown, Cole Trickle, Jace Law, and Lane Johnson in the Mighty Mites. Then in the Junior Champs, Garrett Little won his second race of the season. Justin McCool and the Bandolero Bandits got his first. Caleb Boykin and the Bandolero Outlaws got his third. Listen to this. Connor O'Cressy breaks the string of Legends features at 7 for Conley Dubuisson. Wow. So Connor O'Cressy won the Legends race, and he won the Pro Challenge race.
So how did that
Pro Challenge win?
How did that go down?
I'm telling you. You know, lots of talent on this track.
Yeah.
The Mini Stocks, the Precision Auto Glass Mini Stocks, won for the fifth time by Sean Mosley.
Wow.
But what I want to tell you, if you thought it was exciting last night, at Sunny South last Saturday in the Bomber feature, here's Rusty Powell, the point leader, I think, by 6 points starting the evening, and Robert Loper, second, back by 6 points, each of them two-time winner.
Yeah.
Rusty Powell gets in an accident early in the race, so he goes off the track to make repairs. Comes back on, and the scoring on the transponders was exactly right, but the computer was interpreting the scoring a little wrong.
Oh, really?
So it says when Rusty comes back out, it says he's down 2 laps, and that's what I announced. And his crew is saying, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, but the scoring computer is saying 2 laps down. Another caution. He comes back out, still a lap down. And they were very professional, but they said, this is wrong.
Yeah.
We get to the end of the race, and it showed him a lap down. The computer did. So there was so much dispute about that, and we thought it was honest.
Yeah.
And I agreed with Rusty Powell's crew, but I was agreeing with something, and so were they, that was against the computer.
So
after the next race, the race director, Ray Martin, looks at everything on paper and found out Rusty Powell was on the lead lap and finished second.
Wow.
But my point in all this is when Rusty came back out on the track, you have never seen or heard a Bomber race car running that hard.
Really?
It was like he had the clutch in. It was 9,000 RPMs all the way around the racetrack. He was going wild.
Yeah. Wow, wow.
But he did, and we proved it with scoring. He finished second. So Loper gets the win and cuts Rusty's lead down to two in the Highway 90 Challenge Series, two points.
Boy.
I'm telling you, it was so exciting to watch. Mark Barnhill gets another win, and he maintains his lead in the Highway 90 Challenge Series. So the next Highway 90 Challenge Series event is tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Rusty Powell, I know he's got work to do on his car and wasn't at Five Flags last night. I'm assuming he's going to be at Mobile International Speedway because I know he's in it for the long haul on the Highway 90 Challenge Series.
Yeah, his team is really, like you said, dedicated to that. And, I wish them all the best. He's a great kid, and it'd be great to see him win the championship. But you can't take anything away from Loper. You know, Loper can drive anything. You know, he's a JJ Jr. Can I say that? You know, anything they get in.
Like you and I were talking off the air, if there's a race, and Loper can get a car ready, he's going to be there. And he's a fabulous, very talented driver.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's charging. He's only two behind Powell, but those two guys are really, really good in this Island Motors 2 Bomber division. And Jonathan Langham, who is helping so many. I mean, the Langhams.
They've got how many cars out there?
A lot of cars and even go-karts, too. Jonathan Langham is second behind Barnhill. He's got a win. Jonathan does. Barnhill has two, so we'll see what the next step is tonight here at Mobile International. And next weekend, the Highway 90 Challenge Series moves back to Sunny South on Saturday night. This next weekend at Sunny South is really going to be big. Yeah. The regular stuff that Sunny South always does this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, the Highway 90 Challenge, Bombers and Sportsmen. And then Sunday, the regular Sunny South divisions, 500 to win for Legends, Pro Challenge, and Mini Stock. That is major money for these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And for the kids, gift cards to win for the Bandoleros and the Junior Champs is Sunday now. And the Legends, because it is a national and regional important race, the Legends will be split into their three separate divisions, Young Lions, Semi-Pro, and Pro Masters.
You're going to see some extra cars for this because it's a
and I think what's going to happen, since INEX points,
it's huge.
INEX would be the sanctioning body for Legends, Bandoleros, and Pro Challenge. Since they can get INEX points both nights, you're going to see them come in for Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This would be the time. If you've not been, and you know, if you've not been out to Sunny South Raceway, it's about 5-6 miles away from MIS. Just keep heading down Highway 90, and it's on the right-hand side there behind the community center there. But what a great facility. Can you go into words a little bit just talking about how great it is? Because you've got kids that can go out there and not have to worry about them. No alcohol. Very fan-friendly. Very family-friendly racetrack.
Well, it's well built.
Yeah,
it's well maintained.
Yeah,
and the fact that they are the INEX track actually of the Southeast is great.
Huge.
For all those divisions, and then for the guys in the lower big car divisions, like we started the Highway 90 Challenge Series.
Yeah,
I continue to say that because we're doing that at Sunny South for the bigger cars, and fans can see, you know, half miles are great. They are fast, and you really see some talent, but at a quarter mile, you'll see close racing no matter what.
Yeah.
It's going to be close. And I think, really, it's done a whole lot of good for just general asphalt short track racing, just to see these guys on a regular basis on a quarter mile.
And then we're going to throw in the pro trucks on August 27th. How awesome is that? Judy's Place coming on board to help sponsor that race.
That's going to be exciting, and I'll say it again, and I'll tell the guys tonight at the drivers' meeting at Mobile, no other racetrack in the Southeast that whole weekend racing trucks. So we're calling it the Invitational, and I'll invite everybody tonight at Mobile International Speedway, but I'm really looking forward to that.
That's going to look like Bristol. You know what I mean? It really is. Oh, man. Well, let's talk real quick. You know, actually, Sunny South Raceway does take the weekend off for tonight at Mobile International Speedway. It seems sometimes when we have the pro-late models come from Five Flag Speedway to Mobile, we do lose some of them because some of them do go to other races. But tonight, it's a good field of cars, and J.J. Day is going to be his first time racing, I should say, the pro-late model. And there's going to be big news, a lot of people talking about this.
You know what? I heard Tim Bryant on the air with you before me, and what he said is really true. There's a lot of guys that are pretty happy that Jeff Showcat and the Jet Concrete team are not going to be coming to Mobile.
I understand
that car's home track is down in New Smyrna, and they're racing tonight.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what. J.J. Day and the Pressler Brothers car, who wasn't there last night, will be there tonight. Yeah. And Jason Johnson. Jason Johnson's going to get in a Tim Baker late model.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
And Jason Johnson has a lot of talent, and he works on so many race cars. I know he's put his hands on Baker's car. So both of those guys added to the field that weren't there last night.
Yeah.
Even though Showcat's got to go back to Florida, I think we're going to have a great race. Casey Roderick, who finished second both times last night, is in Ronnie Sanders' car. Now, if Mobile's racing and Ronnie Sanders is available, he's there.
Yep.
So we know he's coming. And also, third place, this kid, Brett Holmes, who's, you know, really done well, not just in pro late model racing. He's coming to super late model racing. And just to remind everybody, and so I knew that everybody knew this last night when I interviewed him on the racetrack, I reminded everybody that Grant Enfinger, winning at Pocono for the ARCA National race a few weeks ago, happened in a Brett Holmes car.
Wow.
It was Brett Holmes' team.
Wow.
So a couple of Alabama guys get together and beat their butts at the ARCA race up in Pennsylvania. But it was Holmes and Enfinger teamed together that won that Pocono ARCA race.
That's so awesome. Yeah, and local names from our area. Well, how do we find the track at Sunny South Raceway? Again, it's not really hard to find.
Well, just like you said, go to Mobile and then go to MIS and then out west on Highway 95.6 miles.
There you go. Have a great time tonight. I know it's going to be exciting, and can't wait to hear about it all next weekend, buddy.
We'll be talking about it.
There you go. Bill Roth again, not only with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway, but Sunny South Raceway again. Great night of racing. Going to be there next weekend, July 2nd and 3rd. Now, still to come, we've got a great interview with J.J. Day prepping. He's getting that mindset ready for the Pro Late model. We'll kind of see how the difference is between that, the truck, the Bombers, all the way to when he started at Sunny South Raceway as well. One of those names back as a Stinger. Coming up next, Robbie Allison. Yes, it's that Allison. He's been called a living legacy, the son of Davey Allison. Just won last night in the Carolinas, running his late model. He's got a plan to make it to NASCAR. We're going to talk about it next. The show, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to all the green sponsors. Mobile International Speedway, again, big night of racing with the Pro Late. You can have the 50, the Twin 50s. Pro Trucks are back, the Bombers and Sportsmen. Also, thank you to Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant, again, what a great night of racing. Setting it up for tonight, the doubleheader between the two tracks. And Sunny South Raceway off this weekend again. But next weekend, they have the regional and national iNext qualifiers. It's going to be huge. Two nights of racing, July 2nd and 3rd. Still to come, J.J. Dave going to be making his first appearance at a Pro Late model tonight with the Pressler Brothers. We've got just a great interview coming up with both Flat Top, the owner of the car, or one of the owners of the car, and also with JJ, and it's just going to be good. Everybody's kind of hanging out waiting for that, but this is also going to be great. I'm excited. Chris Carter helped me get this one put up together, so Chris, thank you so much. He's been called a living legacy, and you probably hear this all the time, Robbie Allison, the son of Davey Allison, but you probably never get tired of hearing that, do you? Good morning.
Good morning to you too, Kane. No, I certainly don't. You know, it does mean a lot to me that after all these years, people still remember and love my dad and my family. So it's a blessing for me to be able to hear it.
You know, you grew up in the Allison name, and so, you know, obviously, your father passed when you were about 2 years old, so you don't have a lot of memories of him, but I read an article earlier today, and you were talking about you remember some of the things, the voice, and I love the fact that you say, you put it in words beautifully. When you're at the track, you can feel the heat, the smell of the rubber, the burning tires, and the fuel, and that's when you're closest to Dad.
Absolutely, yeah. I do, when I'm at the track, I do spend a lot of time, you know, kind of, for lack of a better term, I guess kind of talking to my dad.
Awesome.
In my head, and, you know, just really establishing a relationship with him. I have, as you said, I have a couple of kind of cognitive memories of him, but I don't have any memories, obviously, of having conversations with him or getting to know him as a man. And so That's part of my lifelong journey, is, you know, kind of coming to define who I feel like he was as a dad and as a man, and being able to emulate that in some ways. And he was such a good person, such a good driver. And yeah, you know, I think I'd be lucky just to be half the man or driver he was. And so that's something that's very important to me.
Well, you've been racing for a while. You got started in the half size stock cars, and I loved. Let me turn this over. There was a quote in one of the articles that your mom Liz said. Here's the quote. It says, "You've got to. One of the things that they wanted you to do is very important to all of them. Is that Robbie has to work hard and do it the hard way, like Davey and Bobby did. Said you've got to get in there, bust your knuckles, get dirt under his hands, and drive ugly equipment. Have you paid the dues yet?" yeah, exactly. I hear that. Woo!
Personally, I would say yes. My grandfather definitely thinks I still got a little ways to go on the dues paying, but yeah, there's some days that I'm like, can I stop paying dues now, please?
how instrumental is he with your racing program?
Oh, just invaluable. It's really been unbelievable. When I moved from Nashville, Tennessee, over to Mooresville, North Carolina, as my career was opening up more opportunities and everything, I didn't, other than visiting my grandparents over here, I didn't know much about the area. And so he and my grandmother asked me if I wanted to stay with them for a few months.
Wow.
That was almost 3 years ago now. And I said yes. You know, I'd stay with them for a couple months, and they ended up talking me into staying with them for almost a whole year.
Wow.
And we had a blast. I mean, we had so much fun. They would come with me to my races, and we would travel together and you know, just got to know them on such a more personal level and really as friends. And I'm actually now, I'm in the process of moving into another apartment, but I had to move out of my old apartment. So I asked my grandfather if I could crash with him for one more month. And he was like, yeah, but you got to pay me rent this time because you're an adult now.
So, you know what? That's old school. That's pretty cool right there. Hopefully he doesn't stick it to
time.
You. Well, let's talk about your racing. You know, like I said, you started off in those half-style stock cars or half-size, but you had an accident, a pretty serious accident, I guess, and it was enough to scare mom to say, you know what? I don't think you need to be racing now. Tell us what happened and what the story is here, because you weren't hurt.
Right. No, I really wasn't hurt. A couple years ago, I was having a conversation with Humpy Wheeler, and he actually told me, and I never knew this growing up until he told me this, but he said that to date, that is the worst half-scale cup crash that's ever happened.
Wow.
That's what they kind of referred to the cars as at the time, was half-scale cup cars, and he said that was the worst one that's ever happened. I had no idea, which, you know, I think a lot of times, drivers will tell you that, you know, in some of their worst wrecks, they didn't really realize or process what was going on at the time. It didn't seem as bad as it might have been, or, you know, feel as bad as it might have been. And I wasn't hurt, but it definitely, I think, put the fear of God into my mom a little bit. And, you know, I look back on it and I realize now as an adult that in the scheme of things, it was not very long after my dad had passed, only a few years.
Right.
I think maybe five or six years since my dad had passed. And so I know that, you know, in the grief process, it was very fresh on her mind and my family's mind. And being the wonderful mom that she is, she kind of put the kibosh on it for a little while and said, let's try to be a normal kid for a minute. And, you know, let's take a step back from racing and see if you have some other passions you want to explore, which was not what I wanted to do.
Sure.
But as an 8-year-old, you got to kind of listen to your mom.
You hear that, kids? Well, and you know, and then you come full circle. You've got a 5-year plan to try to make it the Cup. And last night, and we were just talking off the air, let's talk about what an amazing experience you had last night at Anderson Motor Speedway. Because you probably, as you said, we shouldn't have been standing in victory lane.
No, we shouldn't have even been in the race, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think some of the other cars on the track might agree with that. If you saw the way the car looked, it looked a little grim.
Mm.
But we got to the track yesterday morning at about 8 a.m. and had a lot to do before the race last night. We had about 12 hours to make the race, and we were not sure if we were going to do it time-wise. We spent the whole morning putting the car together and trying to shake it down on the track, and then
pieces started falling off. We had a radiator bust with no backup radiator. We ended up taking the radiator out of my car owner's Chevy truck.
That's awesome. Now that's old school, brother.
That's old school. Oh yeah, my granddad loves stuff like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so I was already starting to sweat a little bit, thinking we weren't going to make it. But we got the car together last minute, made it out for first rotating practice, and I come full throttle off of turn two onto the back stretch, only to see a parking lot of late models on the back stretch.
Man.
Hit the brakes as quick as I could, but it wasn't quick enough to not tear up our rear end, and we tore up our rear end badly. So then we were like, there's no way we're going to make the race. But we kind of came back together as a team, and we said, you know, we need to be out there. We need to get these points. We owe it to ourselves for putting all this effort in and all this time. And the object was really just to, you know, avoid the madness and keep the car in the one piece that was left of it, I guess.
Yeah.
And by the grace of God, we somehow made it to victory lane last night. I really just tried to take my time and tried to be somewhere, you know, tried to be in a good spot when the checkered flag came out. But I think we decided at the end of the night that shifting the frame over on the rear end about 6.5 inches to the right helped the car cut down to the bottom a little bit, and it gave us some speed. So,
and you got hey, you know what? It's a God thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt.
Well, Robbie, we have a lot to do. I've still got more people to get on the show, but I'd love to have you back on. Congratulations on the win, and thank you for just sharing a little bit of time with us. What's your next spot? Where do you go from here? What's your next race?
We are off for the next 2 weeks, and then I think July 15th or 16th, we'll be racing a limited late model at Greenville Pickens down in South Carolina.
Well, and how can we find you on Facebook and things?
On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anything that you want to follow me on, everything is Robbie Allison 28 in memory of my dad.
Hey, that's awesome. I appreciate you coming on board this morning. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, Kane.
Absolutely. Still to come, well, we've got a lot. Hang on. We're going to talk with J.J. Day with the beginning of his pro late model debut. Hang on. Back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 Big Night tonight at Mobile International Speedway. J.J. Day standing by. He's going to talk a little bit about living the dream, as he calls it. You watch it on Facebook, the Twitter, and all that, and he is excited about tonight's race, and he should be. He's in one of the fastest and one of the most competitive cars out there, the Pressler Brothers, and, you know, it's really cool. I went over to Bob's Speed Shop this week, and I had to get some parts, and I just wanted to kind of talk to Flat Top a little bit about the decision process about putting JJ in there, and what a great interview. Check out what he had to say.
Car parts when it's last minute, you can't get them online. There's a better place to go anyway, and that's Bob's Speed Shop. And we're actually in here today with Flat Top from Bob's Speed Shop. Bob's walking around, and this is like the barbershop for race car drivers. I'm coming in here today, and I wanted to ask you about what's been in the news. It's on Mobile International Speedway, Tommy Prater's show, and now on this show. Let's talk about JJ Day in your car. Tell me about how this all came about.
Well, we looking for a driver, and we wanted to try to get somebody local if we could, you know. So we, all three of us, got together, me and Tommy and Kevin, and talked and throwed names around, and we come up with JJ. So I called his daddy and talked to his daddy first, and his daddy said, I don't think he'd have a problem with that whatsoever. He said, if you don't mind, let me tell him. I said, that's fine. So he called me back in about 15, 20 minutes and said he is just plumb tickled to death. I said, man, that's great. And just from the little bit we've been working this week, you know, he has brought so much enthusiasm to this team that is unbelievable.
Wow.
We was at dinner a while ago, and I told Kevin, I said, you know what? I said, I got a $100 bill. Says, if you go down to Mobile International Speedway right now, JJ's sitting at the gate. He just laughed.
Well, that's true. That's true. And, you know, JJ knows how to get in. Knows to drive anything. He's had some up and down luck in that truck. But, obviously, this is a dream of his. So what has been the response when you first saw him for the first time? Did he hug you?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
I figured he did.
He's done it about four or five times since then.
Wow.
He has just brought so much already to this team and hadn't even drove the car yet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're looking forward tonight to see what he's going to do. And yeah. I don't have a doubt in my mind he's going to do a good job.
Well, you know? Obviously, now, is this a one-ride deal? Or
No, it's going to be from now on, I hope.
Wow.
You know, so his mom and daddy, they're good people.
Yeah.
The whole family's good people. They've backed him in every
level
venue that he's got, and his daddy's willing to help with this one. So, you know, his mama, she asked me, boy, you should know how to make a mama nervous, don't you? I said, yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, I know JJ's excited. He knows how to get around the track, obviously. Tested Thursday, so that worked out well. And the big races tonight. What have you told him as the owner? Just go out there, learn the car, or have you just said, you know, I mean, because obviously that's a new thing for him. Practice went well, but let's talk about as an owner of this car and the first time JJ driving this car, what do you expect to see?
I told him just basically go out there and do what you do. I said, I saw you do bomber cars and trucks and this and that, and you've been a winner in everything you do have done so far, and we hope that continues. So I'm just going to let him shake it down and get a little seat time and just let him do what he does.
Well, I tell you what, you guys do so much here at Bob's Speed Shop for all the local drivers, and whether it's dirt or asphalt, it's always great to come in here. What's y'all's phone number at Bob's Speed Shop?
666-7317.
And tonight you'll be out there, and what's the number? Is he going to keep your number on it?
Oh, yeah, 42.
Yeah, that's what I figured, and I'm sure he doesn't mind. Well, good luck to you guys, and I appreciate you coming on this morning live from the shop.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate All right, it. There you go. Now, we bring in JJ Day, and those are some pretty cool words, isn't it, JJ? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, man.
Well, let's talk about, this is an exciting day for you. You know, obviously the Pressler brothers are behind you. How did practice go Thursday, JJ?
It felt great. You know, we got out there on some old tires at first, and I got to feel what it was going to be like when it was slick. And I felt comfortable, and we put some new tires on there, and I felt even better, so...
What has been the biggest learning curve? You know, obviously the truck is fast, but I loved what you put on Facebook. Didn't you say wicked fast or just,
It is. It's completely different. Just steering. The steering is the main thing. Steering is completely different than anything I've ever driven. But unfortunately with Kevin, he's really good mentor for me. He's teaching me a lot, and I'm learning pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I really can't wait. I mean, think we're going to do pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously the whole family's been behind you and the team. What is the plan? Obviously, as a driver, you want to go out there and do the best you can, but your first time in the car, I mean, you can get in anything and drive, and you know that. But what do you do as, I mean, you got to have a little nerves, man.
Yes, sir. I mean, I really just want to shake it down, get comfortable being around all the other cars and the drivers, and I don't keep the car underneath me. Just be careful and keep the car in one piece.
Have you been overwhelmed by the response from the fans and the media?
Yes, it's just been crazy, and I really do appreciate all the support. And not sleeping too much at night, because I think about it 24/7, and I really can't wait to get out there tonight and just do the best I can for everyone. Really.
Yeah, well, and of course, you know, hey, it's Mobile International Speedway. That's your home, you know, and you love the track. You know, what was your when Dad told you?
I missed this call about. I think he called me four times. And I missed this call. So he called my best friend Jake, and Jake called me. I missed this call. Jake drove all the way to my house, knocked on the door, and answered. He said, "You talk to Dad," and they said, "He said, call him. I let him tell you." So I called him, and he told me, and I was just, you know, I was just so happy.
It's like hitting the lottery, isn't it, brother?
Yes, it is. It really is. I really appreciate the opportunity that the Professor Bird and Kevin are giving me. I really do.
Well, JJ, we pray for safety and a lot of fun. That's the biggest thing. I hope you have a great time tonight. I wish I could come and watch you guys. I'll be at Southern with the Modified for the first time, but I wish you the best of luck. I think you're going to do great tonight, and just have fun. That's what you got to do, brother. I know you'll bring it home.
Yeah, you too, man. I hope you have fun also. Stay safe over in the dirt.
Absolutely. There you go, JJ Day. And I'm telling you, you can hear it in his voice, how exciting he is. It's going to be a great night for him, so I wish him the best of luck. And like he said, you know, that team, Pressler Brothers, have been around for a long time. They've had some great wheelmen in that car, so for him to add his name to that list, I think he's going to do great tonight. So we want to appreciate a lot of the fans that are listening and supporting us from Kane Motorsports and everything that we do. Thank you to Ratty Rods of the South. I actually got a crew listening from Arkansas this morning, so we appreciate that. We've got some folks also from Tennessee that are online at fmtalk1065.com. As we head over tonight to Southern, you know, I'm really excited. First time we've had our dirt open wheel modified out, like I was just talking with JJ with, and we're going to be running with the UMP guys, and I built the car for IMCA, or the Bay Area Modified. So, we don't have the motors these other guys have, but we're going to be out at Southern Raceway tonight, and I'm just excited to go out there and turn some laps. It's been a long time coming to get this car out there. Thank you to Cyclops Vapor. They've been a big part of what we're doing with the dirt team, and just everything in general with, you know, all we're doing with Kane's Warrior Kids. We're excited to team up with all of the sponsors, including McDonald's, Pull Apart, the Vape Shop of Pensacola, and everyone else that goes on the list, because we're now starting to gather school supplies for the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. If you go to KanesWarriorKids.com, that's K-A-N-E-S, WarriorKids.com, probably by tomorrow we'll have a new thing up on the website talking a little bit about it, but what we've done is we've teamed up with a lot of the sponsors. We're going to have a lot of Fill the Car events, so keep us up on Facebook. You can find us under Derek Long, D-E-R-E-K-L-O-N-G, and I have all the information up there. But our goal is, obviously, hey, I know kids just got out for summer, but they do have kids that are stuck in the hospital, and they do still have school, and they do need school supplies. So we're going to take it, our initiative this summer, to get as much as we can. We've teamed up with some great churches and some other groups that we'll have on the air as we're getting ready for our trip in August. We invite any of the race teams that would like to participate to please do so as well. You can contact me on Facebook, or obviously my wife Michelle is a big part of what we do with the Kane's Warrior Kids program, and we have a lot of those trophies that everyone has given us that we refurbished thanks to Camellia Trophy, and they put Kane's Warrior Kids Champion on there. And there's nothing like going up and seeing some of these kids that are battling cancer or who knows what, that are hot, you know, they can't get out of their chairs, they're wired up in their beds, they're doing homework, but when you walk in there for 30 seconds to a minute, minute and a half, you bring them a trophy, you bring them a race car, a couple toys, and you bring them some school supplies, something maybe they can draw on. There is no better feeling in the world to see that smile. And we've had a lot of parents say, thank you for doing what you're doing. You know what? The racing is fun. We like to go fast and turn left, but with our team, it's so much more. I want to thank Zach Carpenter for being a big part of what we do again, and all the crew. Just Matt Jackson, his family, and of course, Dad, Mom, Michelle. Without these folks, we wouldn't be out there. Now, tonight at Southern, we will be out in the stands. I've got a lot of goodies. If you are trying to quit smoking, well, I've got some free vape starter kits. Also, I've got some stuff from Cyclops Vapor and Pull Apart, so we'll make sure everyone's covered tonight during intermission. Great night of racing. Wherever you go, just be safe. I know the racing at Deep South Speedway tonight as well. We wish them the best luck. Southern Raceway tonight with Kane Motorsports. I want to wish also Matt Jackson Jr. the best at George County Motorsports Park. Hey, we're going to be everywhere this weekend. He's going to be running his go-kart. Last time he got second in his second race. Let's try to get the first one, buddy. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful weekend, and love you, Mom.